kindness to strangers.
Bahaya.
It is our wish and desire that every one of you may become a source of goodness unto men, and an example of uprightness to mankind. If any differences arise amongst you, behold me standing before your face, and overlook the faults of one another for my name's sake, and as a token of your love for my manifest and resplendent cause. We love to see you at all times consorting in amity and concord within the paradise of my good pleasure, and to inhale from your acts the fragrance of friendliness and unity, of loving kindness and fellowship. Gleanings from the writings of Baha'u'llah.
They that are endued with sincerity and faithfulness should associate with all the peoples and kindreds of the earth with joy and radiance, inasmuch as consorting with people hath promoted and will continue to promote unity and concord, which in turn are conducive to the maintenance of order in the world and the regeneration of nations. Blessed are such as hold fast to the cord of kindliness and tender mercy and are free from animosity and hatred. Tablet of Baha'u'llah.
O ye beloved of the Lord, commit not that which defileth the limpid stream of love or destroyeth the sweet fragrance of friendship. By the righteousness of the Lord, ye were created to show love one to another, and not perversity and rancor. Take pride not in love for yourselves, but in love for your fellow creatures. Glory not in love for your country, but in love for all mankind. Let your eye be chaste, your hand faithful, your tongue truthful, and your heart enlightened. Tablets of Baha'u'llah.
O beloved of the Lord, if any soul speak ill of an absent one, the only result will clearly be this. He will dampen the zeal of the friends and tend to make them indifferent. If, however, a person setteth about speaking well of another, opening his lips to praise another, he will touch an answering chord in his hearers, and they will be stirred up by the breathings of God. Their hearts and souls will rejoice to know that, God be thanked, here is a soul in the faith who is a focus of human perfections, a very embodiment of the bounties of the Lord, one whose tongue is eloquent, and whose faith shineth, in whatever gathering he may be, one who hath victory upon his brow, and who is being sustained by the sweet saviors of God. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá.
Cleanse ye your eyes, so that ye behold no man as different from yourselves. See ye no strangers, rather, see all men as friends. Selections from the writings of Abdu'l-Bahá.
The fundamental purpose of animating the faith of God and His religion is to safeguard the interests and promote the unity of the human race, and to foster the spirit of love and fellowship amongst men. Gleanings from the writings of Baha'u'llah.
Buddhism.
Accommodate and benefit all living beings. Avatamsaka Sutra.
On entering the inconceivable state of liberation through the practices and vows of the Bodhisattva Samatabhadra, I will be a good physician for the sick and suffering. I will lead those who have lost their way to the right road. I will be a bright light for those in the dark night, and cause the poor and destitute to uncover hidden treasures. Avatamsaka Sutra.
If one feels pity for good friends, takes care of sentient beings, and has love and kindness toward all beings, their minds will be in peace wherever they go. Dhammapada.
Because selflessness results in a one-pointed mind, loving kindness is the best action. Feeling pity for the sentient beings would earn boundless merits. Dhammapada.
There are other innumerable avaricious and miserly living beings who hoard money and necessities that they don't use even for themselves, how much less for their parents, wives, or servants, or for beggars. At the end of their lives, such beings will be reborn among the hungry ghosts or animals. The Sutra of the Merit and Virtue of the Past Vows of Baisachaguru Vaidorya Buddha.
Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none, through anger or ill will, wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down. Free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, Sutta Nipata.
The bhikkhu or monk who abides in loving kindness, who is pleased with the Buddha's teaching, attains the state of peace and happiness, the stilling of conditioned things, Nibbana, or Nirvana, state of perfect peace. Let him be cordial in all his ways and refined in conduct. Filled thereby with joy, he will make an end of ill. Bhikkhu means monk. Nibbana means a state of perfect peace. Dhammapada.
Monks, whatsoever grounds there be for good works undertaken with a view to favorable rebirth, all of them are not worth 1/16th part of that goodwill which is the heart's release. Goodwill alone, which is the heart's release, shines and burns and flashes forth in surpassing them. Kudaka Nikaya.
The Bodhisattva, or spiritual practitioner, should adopt the same attitude towards all beings. His mind should be even towards all beings. He should not handle others with an uneven mind, but with a mind which is friendly, well-disposed, helpful, free from aversion, avoiding harm and hurts. He should handle others as if they were his mother, father, son, or daughter. As a savior of all beings should a Bodhisattva behave towards all beings. So should he train himself if he wants to know full enlightenment. Bodhisattva means spiritual practitioner. Perfection of wisdom in 8,000.
There are four immeasurable minds, including kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. Kindness. May all beings have happiness and its causes. Compassion. May all beings be free from suffering and its causes. Joy. May all beings enjoy the fruits of Dharma or true teaching which are beyond suffering. Equanimity. May all beings abide in the equanimity which renounces all worldly discriminations. Dharma means true teaching. Great treatise on the perfection of wisdom.
To learn the supreme Bodhi or knowledge cannot depreciate beginners. Those lowest grade people often have supreme wisdom, and most superior people may be blind by their knowledge. There will be infinite or bad karma or retribution if you depreciate others. Bodhi means knowledge. Karma means retribution. The Altar Sutra of the Sixth Patriarch.
Gaudai.
I often told you that you are the embodiment of love. Love is the lifeblood of the universe. Only with love can humankind have peace, and the universe tranquility. When tranquility is attained, there will be no more hatred, and the creation will be sustained. Divine Messages.
You must love and help each other like children of the same family. Then that love, that caring for each other, will guide you to the blissful realms away from all the sorrows and sufferings. Divine Message.
Try to love each other. If you can't love, you at least must not nourish hatred. If you hate someone, it's the same as hating yourself. Teachings of the Saints.
Rule 7. Increase your merit. Help the old and care for the sick. Depending on your situation, assist the needy and aid the unfortunate. Those merits will last forever. Exist they do, although invisible, my child, in this mundane world. Practice of the 10 Goodness.
Christianity and Judaism.
Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai said, "Go forth and see which is the good way to which a man should cleave." Rabbi Eliezer said, "A good eye." Rabbi Joshua said, "A good friend." Rabbi Jose said, "A good neighbor." Rabbi Simon said, "One who foresees the fruit of an action." Rabbi Elazar said, "A good heart." Thereupon he said to them, "I approve the words of Elazar ben Arak rather than your words, for in his words yours are included." Mishnah.
Thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. Holy Bible.
And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Holy Bible.
Now, in case a countryman of yours become poor and his means with regard to you falter, then you are to sustain him like a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. Do not take a serious interest from him, but revere your God, that your countryman may live with you. You shall not give him your silver or interest, nor your food or gain. Holy Bible.
And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Holy Bible.
Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both amongst yourselves and to all men. Holy Bible.
Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. Holy Bible.
As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Holy Bible.
A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Holy Bible.
But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed. For they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Holy Bible.
Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Holy Bible.
Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Holy Bible.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Holy Bible.
We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Holy Bible.
Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Holy Bible.
Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received the gift. Even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Holy Bible.
Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Holy Bible.
And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Holy Bible.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Holy Bible.
For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Holy Bible.
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Holy Bible.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God, and knoweth of God. Holy Bible.
Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. Holy Bible.
All is well for the man who is kind and gives freely to others. He will make good his cause when he is judged. Holy Bible.
So be kind to the man from a strange country who is living among you, for you yourselves were living in a strange country in the land of Egypt. Holy Bible.
Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless. Neither shalt thou take away the widow's raiment for a pledge. Douay Rheims Bible.
When thou cuttest down thine harvest in thy field, and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. Holy Bible.
Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, plead for the widow. Holy King James Bible.
Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Holy Bible.
And if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Holy Bible.
Love covers a multitude of sins. Holy Bible.
The world stands upon three things: upon the law, upon worship, and upon showing kindness. Mishnah.
Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as you would a father. Treat younger men like brothers, older women like mothers, younger women like sisters, all in purity. Holy Bible.
What does the Lord desire? That you do justice, love, kindness, and walk humbly with him. Holy Bible.
If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren with any of thy gates in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother. King James Bible.
Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Holy Bible.
Confucianism.
The benevolent man loves others. The man of propriety shows respect to others. He who loves others is constantly loved by them. He who respects others is constantly respected by them. Mencius.
Confucius said, "To be in one's inmost heart in kindly sympathy with all things, to love all men, and to allow no selfish thoughts, this is the nature of benevolence and righteousness." Zhuangzi.
Confucius said, "Gravity, generosity of soul, sincerity, earnestness, and kindness. If you are grave, you will not be treated with disrespect. If you are generous, you will win all. If you are sincere, people will repose trust in you. If you are earnest, you will accomplish much. If you are kind, this will enable you to employ the services of others." The Analects of Confucius.
Fan Chu asked about benevolence. Confucius said, "It is to love all men." The Analects of Confucius.
Mencius said, "Benevolence means man. When these two are conjoined, the results are the way." Mencius.
Confucius said, "A youth, when at home, should be filial, and abroad, respectful to his elders. He should be earnest and truthful. He should overflow in love to all and cultivates the friendship of the good." The Analects of Confucius.
The Desert Fathers.
Abba Agathon said, "If I could meet a leper, give him my body and take his, I should be very happy. That is perfect charity." It was also said of him that when he came into the town one day to sell his goods, he met a sick traveler lying in the public place with no one to care for him. The old man rented a room and lived with him there, working with his hands to pay the rent and spending the rest on the sick man's needs. He stayed there 4 months until the sick man was well again. Then he went back to his cell in peace. Sayings of the Desert Fathers.
A brother came to see a certain hermit, and as he was leaving, he said, "Forgive me, Abba, for preventing you from keeping your rule." The hermit replied, "My rule is to welcome you with hospitality and to send you away in peace." Sayings of the Desert Fathers.
Abba Pomin said, "There is no greater love than that a man lays down his life for his neighbor." Sayings of the Desert Fathers.
Hinduism.
What sort of religion can it be without compassion? You need to show compassion to all living beings. Compassion is the root of all religious faiths. Vasavana.
Vidura said, "Ablution in all the holy places and kindness to all creatures. These two are equal. Perhaps kindness to all creatures surpasseth the former." The Mahabharata.
Hua Hao Buddhism.
Help bring happiness and peace in spiritual and worldly life. The greater your love for humankind, the greater your constructive mind. Your cowardice lessens and your noble spirit heightens. You suffer when seeing suffering and only assist, never harm any being. That is the nature of God and Buddha, which is possessed by all. Illuminate the way.
When we hear the laments of others, our heart is touched. They are just like us, and thus we sacrifice anything to help the unfortunate and fulfill their needs. Illuminate the way.
Those who are poor and homeless, who has not enough food nor clothes, how can we ignore them? With food and shelter, we should quickly help. Wherever we live, far or near, love each other like brothers and sisters. Seeing the suffering, we can't sit still. We must have compassion and strive to help them. Illuminate the way.
Islam.
All creatures are like a family of God, and He loves the most those who are the most beneficent to His family. Hadith.
Show kindness unto parents and unto near kindred and orphans and the needy, and unto the neighbor who is of kin unto you, and the neighbor who is not of kin, and the fellow traveler and the wayfarer whom your right hands possess. Quran.
A man once asked the Prophet what was the best thing in Islam. The latter replied, "It is to feed the hungry and to give the greeting of peace both to those one knows and to those one does not know." Hadith of Bukhari.
God does not forbid you to be kind and equitable to those who have neither fought against your faith nor driven you out of your homes. In fact, God loves the equitable. Quran.
Be quick in the race for forgiveness from your Lord, and for a garden or paradise whose width is that of the heavens and of the earth, prepared for the righteous. Those who spend freely, whether in prosperity or in adversity, who restrain their anger and pardon all men, for God loves those who do good. Quran.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, God will question a person on the day of resurrection, saying, O son of Adam, I was sick, but you did not visit me. The person will say, O my Lord, how could I visit thee when thou art the Lord of the worlds? Thereupon God will say, Didn't you know that a servant of mine was sick, but you did not visit him? And were you not aware that if you had visited him, you would have found me by him? God will then say, O son of Adam, I asked you for food, but you did not feed me. The person will say, My Lord, how could I feed thee when thou art the Lord of the worlds? God will say, Didn't you know that a servant of mine asked you for food, but you did not feed him? And were you not aware that if you had fed him, you would have found him by my side? Hadith.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Each one of you should save himself from the fire by giving even half of a date in charity. And if you do not find a half date, then you can do it through saying a pleasant word to your brethren. Hadith.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once told his wife, Do not turn away a poor man. Even if all you can give is half a date, if you love the poor and bring them near you, God will bring you near him on the day of resurrection. Hadith.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Every believer who consoles his brother in distress will be dressed by God in an apparel of honor on the day of resurrection. Hadith.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Do you know who will go first on the day of resurrection to the shade of God? Those who, when given what is right, accept it, when asked for something, give freely, and who judge in favor of others as they do for themselves. Hadith.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, A man has sinned enough if he neglects to feed those in need. Hadith.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Anyone who believes in God and the last day of judgment should not harm his neighbor. Anyone who believes in God and the last day should entertain his guest generously. And anyone who believes in God and the last day should say what is good or keep quiet. Hadith.
Jainism.
Have benevolence towards all living beings, joy at the sight of the virtuous, compassion and sympathy for the afflicted, and tolerance towards the indolent and ill-behaved. Tattvarta Sutra.
Sikhism.
Practice truth, contentment, and kindness. This is the most excellent way of life. One who is so blessed by the formless Lord God renounces selfishness and becomes the dust of all. Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
The God-conscious being shows kindness to all. No evil comes from the God-conscious being. Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism.
Relieve people in distress as speedily as you must release a fish from a dry rill, lest he die. Deliver people from danger as quickly as you must free a sparrow from a tight noose. Be compassionate to orphans and relieve widows. Respect the old and help the poor. The track of the quiet way.
Save your clothing and provisions that ye may befriend the hungry and cold on the road. Build charitable graveyards for unclaimed corpses. If your own family is well provided, extend a helping hand to your relatives. If the harvest fails, provide for and relieve your neighbors and friends. The track of the quiet way.
To regard benevolence as the source of all kindness, righteousness as the source of all distinctions, propriety as the rule of all conduct, in music as the idea of all harmony. Thus, diffusing fragrance of gentleness and goodness constitutes what we call a superior man. Zhuang Zi.
Feel the suffering of others as if you were the one who suffered. Enjoy the kindness of others as if you were the one who owns it. Chan Tong Miao Scripture.
Apply kindness to others even if it's only a small piece of it. Do not do evilness to others even if it's just a tiny bit of it. Collection of Lu Shu Articles.
Feel pity for those who are in disasters and be considerate to those who are suffered. The Eighth Level of Celestial Scripture.
He who can find no room for others lacks fellow feeling, and to him who lacks fellow feeling, all men are strangers. Zhuang Zi.
Do something kind to others based on virtue, helping others with material donation, sympathizing the poor and taking pity on the suffered. The Eighth Level of Celestial Scripture.
Tenrikyo.
Ponder from your innermost heart to understand. Through saving others, you will be saved. Ofudazaki.
Tibetan Buddhism.
He who knows the appropriate way to help men of diverse dispositions can use expedient words for kind and fruitful purposes. He who knows but little of himself can harm many by his ignorance. When goodwill arises in one's mind, stones, trees, and earth all become seeds of virtue. 60 Songs of Milarepa.